It's time for our Advent reflection with Father Niall Ahern.
Advent is about the hidden greeting. By now, legions of snowmen, robins, Santas, and hopefully some religious cards will be on their annual Christmas card senatal duty on mantelpieces throughout the country. Lists will be checked to see if anyone was omitted. Prayers will be offered that no late runner of a card from an unexpected source will plop onto the doormat. But what do we write on our cards? An exhortation to a Merry Christmas can sound a bit ridiculous. A prayer for a peaceful or blessed Christmas may sound overly pious for some people. Most people will probably resign themselves to Happy Christmas. Maybe they'll include the New Year in their greeting, especially if they've missed the posting deadline. Like many things, Christmas cards are a fairly modern custom. 1843 saw the first card sent in the post. Sir Henry Cole, in that year, found time had crept up on him, and he hadn't enough time to send his usual Christmas letter to his friends. Ever resourceful, he commissioned a set of hand-tinted greeting cards. Unfortunately, he printed too many, and so he put his surplus cards on sale, and the rest, as they say, is history. To a people more and more used to talking rather than writing, Christmas cards can be a chore. To those who receive your card, it's a compliment. Above everything else the sender could have been doing at that time, they took time out to think only of you. What greater greeting could you receive than that quiet message of care, of love, of affection? So the greeting really is, for you and for me, to remember someone who needs remembering this Christmas. Amen.